Hey, everybody. It's Sean Hayden here with this bonus check-in episode. Happy spring, everyone. It's been a minute since our last episode, which was the Stage Combat Holiday Special in December. And we just wanted to check in with you, see how you're doing. And we're going to answer a few of your questions that we've received about the new season, season 3 of Stage Combat. And I have joining me for this mini episode update, it's my husband, Ian. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Sean.
Thanks for joining me for this.
Thanks for asking me.
Ian, I realize, outside of the editors, you're the only one that has actually heard parts of the new season. How exclusive is that?
You sound like Ina Garten. Well, I do live with you, so I don't know how exclusive it is, but what I've heard so far, it sounds great.
Does Ina Garten say how exclusive is that?
She says how whatever is that. How great is that?
How great is that? Something. Okay. Anyway, let's get right to the listeners' questions about the new season. What's the first question you have for us, Ian?
Well, the first one is pretty simple. When is the new season coming out?
And somebody else said, what's taking so long? So the new season of Stage Combat, season 3, Stage Combat, a mental health story, is becoming Stage Combat, the podcast. And that's coming out this summer. And why is it taking so long? Well, what we're actually doing is we're completing the entire season so that when that first episode drops in the summer, the entire season has been done, and hopefully we'll start working on the following season. So that's what's taking a long time. And, you know, also, Stage Combat, it's not your typical podcast where, you know, just two people are sitting talking at a microphone, which is great. It's just our podcast, it is a little bit more involved. It has a lot of editing. There's lots of music production. And it is constructed in a way which hopefully, you know, makes you think about things in a different way. So it's just a podcast that takes a little longer to create. But I promise you, it will be worth the wait. What's our next question, Ian?
Okay, next question. What will the new season be about? And will the Goodspeed be part of the story of season 3?
So the new season of Stage Combat, it's all about you. It's the stories from our listeners. So Ian, the interesting thing is there was never going to be a third season of Stage Combat. You know, the plan was to tell the Opera House story and that would be the end of it. And hopefully we would be able to spark a conversation about change in the industry. But we received so many responses from listeners saying, hey, this happened to me at this theater and this happened to me in this job. And so what we did was we printed up all of the messages. If a listener sent us a story, we printed it up and we put it in a notebook. And then we looked at it and said, we have to do a new season. We have to tell these stories. And it was all in the spirit of trying to build a community that Stage Combat was bigger than just my story. If I had to describe the podcast, let me nerd out as a podcaster here. I would say if you took the sensibility and the production values of the original Stage Combat series and you combined it with a couple of my favorite NPR podcasts like This American Life with Ira Glass, maybe a little of the TED Radio Hour with Manoush Zomorodi, but it's all being told by the guy from Stage Combat. That is what the new season is like. Makes perfect sense, right? Is the Goodspeed Opera House part of this new season? The story of what happened at the Opera House, that story has been told, but I am the narrator of the new season. I'm the guy that went through this thing at the Goodspeed Opera House. So the Goodspeed does come into play in terms of, you know, my perspective as the narrator, as we're telling these stories, as we approach certain subjects. Let me just say this. I am personally invested in these stories because they have touched my heart so much, the people who have participated in the new season. And I am bringing that and my own history of what I went through at the Opera House into the way we tell these stories. You know, we had so many people write in and say, hey, Sean, when I heard this episode, it made me think of what I went through in my own life, and that's why I'm writing to you. So we share that in the new season, that sort of commonality. So that's how I would say the Goodspeed is still part of this in the new season.
Their spirit lives on.
Yes, their spirit lives on.
All right, next question. Have you heard anything from the Goodspeed Opera House?
You know, we still get asked this a lot. We will never hear anything from the Goodspeed Opera House, okay? We will never, ever hear anything in terms of that institution taking responsibility. Now, that said, we have been made aware of some things. It may be because of the podcast. It may be because of the lawsuit. It may not. We know that the general manager, Rachel Tischler, is no longer working there. And I believe when we last heard, she was working for a legal organization as the head of the diversity program. And we have also been made aware that the stage manager at the Goodspeed Opera House is no longer there. Apparently, his last show was at the end of last summer. And if you recall, that's when the podcast came out. Now, we don't know if there is a causal relationship, but he is no longer there.
That is Bradley G. Spachman, right?
That is correct.
How do you feel about that?
I think the listeners know exactly how I feel about that. I was very clear in the podcast about what he did. And why would I want that person working with other actors given what happened to me? What else do we know? We know that Donna Lynn Hilton, she was the producer in the story of Stage Combat, not the producer on our podcast. She was the producer in the story at the Goodspeed. And she is now the artistic director of, can you imagine if Donna Lynn Hilton was the producer of Stage Combat? No, she is still at the Goodspeed and she is now the artistic director. Like, she's at the top. It also appears that Naomi, if you recall, she was the assistant stage manager who worked with Bradley Spachman. She is no longer there. What else do we know? Oh, Gabriel Barry. He went on to work with Donna Lynn Hilton again at the Goodspeed. It was some kind of Dolly Parton review show, something. Other than that, I don't know anything else. I don't want to know anything about Chad. That's all the news I have.
Yeah, you get a lot of those questions, don't you?
Yeah, look, I hope changes have been made for the better. The way that most nonprofits would do this, I remember having this conversation with our media lawyer who does advise nonprofits when there's a crisis. The way you would do this is come out publicly and say mistakes were made and we are making these changes for the better. That's how you get in front of this and put it behind you. But of course, we've never heard any kind of statement like that. And to be honest, I think the whole thing is just so personal with whoever is still there that we will never hear that kind of statement. And that is unfortunate because there is a tremendous opportunity for leadership. And if you want to be seen as one of the most prominent theaters in the country, then lead. Lead by example. And I will say this. Ian, you and I, we just watched the Nickelodeon documentary, Quiet on the Set. It came out last month. It's on Max. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it. It is about the horrible abusive practices that happen with child actors on Nickelodeon series in the 90s and the early aughts and Drake Bell's story. It's just devastating, compelling stuff. And thankfully, this documentary is shining a light on what happened there. But, you know, I found the Nickelodeon response to the documentary very lawyerly and not really taking accountability for what happened, for the abuse there. You know, and I just feel no matter what kind of abuse happens in the workplace, accountability is important. It is important for entities to say or to force these entities to say, we made a mistake and we're sorry. Goodspeed has never even acknowledged what happened, not even a statement. So let's be honest. Donna Lynn Hilton and her managing director, David Byrd, they have enjoyed the comfort of sitting in their silence. And I just feel that when there is abuse of any kind that happens in an organization, we need those organizations to acknowledge what happened so that we know it's not going to happen again. And so I guess where I'm going with this it's hard not to think that the two key personnel changes that happened at the Good Speed within 6 months of each other as the podcast was coming out, that they weren't related to what happened with me. You know, maybe related, maybe not. But if it is related, own it. Come out and tell us.
It does seem like a big coincidence.
Otherwise, it just leaves us all asking questions. And it's just natural to ask, was there some sort of cleaning of house by the person at the top, by the artistic director, to preserve her own position of power? Who is a person, if you recall, because we dramatized this extensively in the podcast, she played a key role in the harmful practices. But we don't know the answers to these questions because that organization continues to sit in silence.
And I assume the invitation that you extended to them to come on the podcast, to Donalyn Hilton and to David Byrd, still stands.
Yeah, of course it still stands. Donalyn and David, email us at stagecombatthepodcast@gmail.com with your availability. We will work around your schedule and we will set that up. But let's be honest. I don't think that's ever going to happen because that would require them to have a conversation. That would require them to answer some tough questions. That would require them to let us know why two key persons on your staff who were involved in my story are no longer there, you know? Anyway, that's enough of Good Speed.
Okay, next question. What topics will the new season be exploring?
Yeah, so what are we exploring this season? Well, we're exploring a lot of topics, frankly, that a lot of people don't want us to talk about. And we don't care. We are going to talk about these issues because they need to be brought to the surface. We have a series of interviews with actors who were traumatized, I mean mentally and physically traumatized, by working with toxic stage managers. We really need to talk about this. There are certain people in those positions that need to be called out. We are talking about the dangers in actual stage combat. I'm talking about the stage combat sequences on stage. So we have a couple of compelling stories about that. We are looking at workplace investigations. You remember that from my story. We have a really compelling story with a young woman in Massachusetts, and the consequences for her were so traumatic. We are talking about the abusive practices in theater programs, drama programs. We heard from so many listeners about this subject. We are also looking at one conservatory that is trying to change the way things have been done for decades. So, great episode there. We're talking about intimacy issues and why we need intimacy directors in the workplace, how that was all a product of the Harvey Weinstein sex scandals. That's a great episode. We have a couple of episodes where we are following young artists in their early 20s who are at the crossroads of their careers. And they've entrusted us to really tell us in a series of interviews what they are going through. And we have one episode that's really, really dear to my heart. A lot of you actually reached out to us and asked us to look into this. We're going to examine again the tragic death of Jeff Loffelholtz. He was a member of Chicago. And we are going to look at, from a mental health standpoint, what he was going through, but we also want to celebrate his life. We feel like a lot of people have forgotten about what happened. Those are just some of the stories of Stage Combat Season 3. I'm really excited about them, and we're working on our final edits. They're just amazing episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff.
Any other questions?
Yes. One final question. How can we support Stage Combat?
So how can you support us? I appreciate that question so much. I think so many of you recognize the quality of the podcast that you got in Seasons 1 and 2. It was an expensive podcast to produce. We were a new podcast, so we had no revenue. So there was a lot of investment that we made. And I think most of you recognize that out of the millions of podcasts, I mean, God, think about how many podcasts there are out there. How is it we're the only podcast that is talking about these issues, harmful practices in the workplace and mental health? So we have a way you can support us and you can help us pay for this podcast to produce it. When we premiere this summer, we will also be unveiling our new Patreon content for our listeners. It's called our Backstage Pass. So the mainstream podcast series, that's going to be a bi-weekly series. You can still get that wherever you listen to Stage Combat before, whether you listened you know, on Apple or Spotify, but you all told us that you really wanted a sense of community when it comes to Stage Combat. So we created this Backstage Pass content so that you can get something in your life from Stage Combat every week. Some of you probably already subscribe to Patreon for some of your favorite podcasts. It's a great way to support them, to help them keep doing the work that they're doing. And what you usually get is you get an extended interview that they didn't have room for in the mainstream podcast episode. We're going to give you that, but we wanted to give you so much more than that. So you know what we did? We created all new podcast series for you. We created these little sibling podcast series that you can only get in Patreon that you will get in rotation. And that's also what's taken so long because we're creating those in addition to the mainstream podcast series. So we've been really busy. So, okay, what did we come up with? First of all, we realized we could not find podcast series that just talks about the craft of acting. So we have partnered with Christopher Webb. He is a professor of acting and directing at Boston Conservatory at Berkeley. And so it is just the two of us riffing on what we love about acting, different acting techniques, issues that come up for actors. That podcast is called Just Acting. It is so much fun. We also created a mental health podcast so you can get information about mental health. It's called The Mental Health Pod. So if you loved the post-show talkbacks in the original series, this is me one-on-one with a different mental health professional, each episode talking about mental health issues that you care about. Then we wanted to create something that was just fun and honestly kind of stupid. So it's a podcast called What You Postin'. Each episode, a listener will join me as a co-host and we will comment on some of our favorite social media posts about theater, mental health, inspirational stuff. I have so much fun recording those podcast episodes. Then we will also be rolling out another podcast. It is Stage Combat Director's Commentary, where Ian and I will be giving you director's commentary for the original Stage Combat series. So seasons 1 and 2, not the talkbacks, just the Goodspeed story. So we'll be replaying the episode, interrupting the episode, and giving you inside information about what went into creating that episode, my recollections of recording it, also a lot of juicy tidbits that we could not include in the original episode. And some of you that we've already spoken to you, I know you're really looking forward to this series. So, wow, I've been talking for how long now?
It's your podcast. You can talk as long as you want.
Well, we have a lot of news. There's a lot of stuff to tell everyone. So as you can see, Patreon for Stage Combat, it really is sort of like a lifestyle. There's something in your life every week. So I just hope that when we unveil it, you will come along, join us, be a part of the Stage Combat community. And in return for that $5 a month, we are going to give you so much value. So Ian, we've recorded several of those episodes of Director's Commentary, and I found it really surprising. I mean, I went into it and thought, okay, we're just going to do this, da da da. But it's been, how can I describe it? Kind of a freeing experience. You know, we recorded something yesterday and I said something and said, am I allowed to say that? You know what I mean? And it's like having a year since the podcast came out has given both of us, I think, a perspective. When the podcast came out, I was determined to, you know, not be afraid and to tell my story. But doing the director's commentary, you know, I realized there's a lot more that I held back for various reasons. You know, and there's actually more that I want to say and that we can share with our audience.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things. There's looking at it from the perspective of how just the story was created, but then there were also things that I think you were nervous about saying at the time, right? You just didn't feel comfortable including in the story or just didn't feel like it belonged in the story at the time.
Or we just didn't have time in the story because we were really trying to keep the story moving along. So I think it's cool to give the audience, to give the listeners additional juicy information that really rounds out the story.
Yeah, because there's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it. There's a lot we left out in the original series. Yeah. Well, Ian, that's a lot of information to check in with everybody. We are going to announce the premiere date of season 3. That announcement will come on May 16th. Do you know what May 16th is, Ian?
May 16th, May 16th.
That sounds like the 1 year since the first episode.
It is the 1 year anniversary of the first episode. Welcome to the Good Speed.
Good choice.
Yeah, it's a good choice. Oh, a couple more things. One, I just want to remind our listeners that, yes, we are still working on advocacy to bring changes to our workplaces. And, you know, what we're finding is no surprise, change is slow. We have a mental health initiative plan that we have been having, I think, promising discussions with people in our actors union. We're not going to give up on this plan. We will never give up. Hopefully, as things develop, I'll have more information to share with you. But I say that just to remind everyone, we're more than just a podcast. We are working to bring actual change to our industry. And I know that is so important to you. Second, I just want to remind you, if you're not following us on Instagram at Stage Combat the Podcast, IG, we've been doing something pretty cool. It's our Dear Stage Combat series. We're sharing short stories from listeners just like you. I've been recording these myself one-on-one with our listeners. If you out there have been a part of the series, thank you so much. It has been such a great way to talk one-on-one with you, the followers, the listeners, and hear what's important to you. With some of you, I've shared some more details about the new season, and I appreciate your feedback. So if you want to be a part of that series, just send us a DM at Stage Combat, the podcast IG on Instagram, and we would love to feature you. Oh, you know what's another way you can support us? If you haven't done so already, hop over to Apple Podcast. Even if you listen to the podcast on another platform, just hop over there, look up Stage Combat, leave us 5 stars, leave us a review. That's a really great thing to just give visibility to the podcast, particularly as we are preparing for the new launch of season 3. That's all the news for now, everybody. Thanks for joining me, Ian.
Thank you for having me.
I'll see you, Ian, in our recording sessions for Stage Combat Director's Commentary. I'll see all of you, our listeners, on Instagram until we have further updates. So I want to thank you for your continued support of Stage Combat. I hope today and every day brings you an opportunity to claim your story. Stage Combat is a production of Haywood Productions, LLC.